right. Thank you, Adam Ray, and welcome back to Greenwald as we begin game number three today in Region 15C. And, you know, we've had some unusual games, I would say, to start out. We had a 10-inning ball game and a lot of different plays in that 10-inning ball game, come from behinds and with a walk-off. And then this game that just completed 4-2, but a unusual way to end it.
Yes, it was. We had a ball hit deep to left field, and the left fielder made a spectacular catch up off the wall and doubled the guy off of first base, and that ended the game. And where did we see that happen one other? That was Friday night with the Watkins Clippers.
Yes.
Their shortstop makes a nice play and doubles the guy off of first base, gets himself cut off too far, and I tell you what, great baseball so far. First game, Watkins defeats Lake Henry in the come from behind win there. Walk off two-run homer by Matt Geislinger, and I tell you what, we had some great baseball so far.
You bet. We've got starting lineups coming up. Don Heinen, Richmond, the home team, so let's take them away.
Okay, leading off for Spring Hill today will be Eric Terrace playing second base, batting second. The pitcher today will be Austin Schoenberg. Batting third, the shortstop, Jamie Terrace, batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Schoenberg, batting fifth. The catcher, Nathan Terrace, batting sixth. The designated hitter today will be Anthony Reverman. He will be batting for the first baseman, Jordan Welly. Batting seventh, playing right field, Reagan Nelson, batting eighth. Playing center field, Owen Meyer, batting ninth. The left fielder will be Brett Terrace. That's your starting lineup for the Spring Hill Chargers. For the Richmond Royals, leading off, playing center field will be Dalton Thielen, batting second. The third baseman, Trent Gehrken. Batting third, pitching today will be Logan Elshire. Batting fourth, doing the catching today will be Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth, the designated hitter who will be batting for Carter Thielen will be Justin Schrader. Carter Thielen will be playing left field. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mason Premitz. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dusty Adams. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Kyle Buddy. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Chase Elshire.
All right, there you go. Your starting lineups. Logan Elshire will throw for the Richmond Royals today, and he is on the mound, ready to face Eric Terrace. It'll be Eric Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, and Jamie Terrace. We'll set the Royals up for you defensively here in just a bit as Logan Elshire delivers to Terrace, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Looks like our umpires just swapped positions. So we will have our umpires just in different outfits right now. 1-1 to count. There was a strike to Eric Terrace. Elshire pitches, and there's strike two called in 1-2.
See, Dusty Adams is playing first base today because of Elshire on the mound for Richmond.
The 1-2 pitch coming from Logan Elshire outside. Trent Gehrken over at third, at shortstop Chase Elshire, at second base Kyle Buddy, and at first Dusty Adams in left field for Richmond. Carter Thielen in center, Dalton Thielen out in right field, Mason Premitz. The pitch to Terrace popped up to shallow right field. Premitz coming in, and Mason will make the catch for the out. So one down. Here comes Austin Schoenberg.
I've seen Logan Elshire pitch a game over in Richmond on a Saturday afternoon. I think it was against Lake Henry. Did a nice job. He's a good pitcher. I don't know if he pitches a lot.
Facing Austin Schoenberg, and the first pitch is swing and a miss. Strike one. And behind the plate for Richmond is Cole Schmitz. And 0-1. Pitch bouncing in front of the plate and past Cole and the count at one ball, one strike. That cloud bank from the west is coming fast and furious. We're going to be under cloud cover here shortly in Greenwald. And I know there was some severe weather up by Moorhead in the Fargo area earlier this afternoon as Schoenberg drills this to center field, a solid base hit for Austin Schoenberg, and he just continues his hot hitting this season, one of the best hitters in the league. Bring Jamie Terrace to the plate.
That Austin, one of Randy's
youngest four boys.
Wow.
Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie at shortstop for the Spring Hill Chargers, coached by Gordy Barton. Gordon's over at third base today. Brandon Welly is at first base. Here's a single by Jamie Terrace to left field, and the Chargers have something going here in the first with runners at first and second, only one out.
Oh, well, they're not laying off that first pitch, are they?
Of course, Richmond has pitching on their bench. They have D.J. Schleicher yet they could go to. Of course, they could throw Justin Schrader if they needed to.
Jimmy Toole,
a draftee from New Munich, could throw. So lots of options for the Richmond Royals when it comes to depth that they're pitching. And Dalton Thielen has done a lot of relief pitching for Richmond this year. We saw him in yesterday's game, too. Dalton came in a bit.
One of the buddies, did you say, pitches to? Doesn't Kyle?
No, none of the buddy boys do. No.
Which one isn't here now?
Alex.
Alex. Okay.
Alex had some surgery, I believe.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Good ball player to watch. Fun ball player to watch, Alex.
At the plate, Eric Schoenberg, left-handed hitter, and Eric slaps this one foul, and count of 0-1 to Eric. No, make it 0-2 now. That was the strike number two. Eric at third base today for Spring Hill. First and second here for the Chargers, and Schoenberg lays off the pitch outside, and the count 1-2. Breeze blowing from center field to right field, so almost in from left field now. Anything hit up to left field is probably going to hang. As Schoenberg pops this one up, falling out of play. Yeah, whereas earlier, of course, anything hit in the air would carry to the outfield. Anything hit to right or make it to left or center field might hang.
I think that we found that out in the last game on that last ball that was hit.
Right, by Cody Perret.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's the pitch to Eric Schoenberg, and he's hit by the pitch, and that's going to load him up. So the base is loaded. Logan Altshire has hit Eric Schoenberg, and now Nathan Terrace, the catcher, steps up to the plate. And Nathan Terrace with a golden opportunity here to give the Chargers an early lead in the first. Base is loaded, and the pitch to Nathan Terrace is low for a ball, 1-0. Logan Altshire got the first out, now has given up consecutive hits and a hit batter, and Nathan Terrace will take high for a ball, and 2-0. No room for Nathan Terrace on the base pass. Logan Altshire will step off that pitching rubber. Now he's back on. And the right-hander's pitch. A little bit high, yet says the home plate umpire, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Altshire comes home, and a strike called, and 3-1. Altshire looking to Cole Schmitz as he's going to work from the windup. The 3-1. Terrace, a ground ball into left field. That's a base hit. He's going to score one. Jamie Terrace takes the big turn at third, and he's going to hold on. And 1-0 Chargers on the RBI single by Nathan Terrace. And Spring Hill not doing anything fancy, Don. Just putting a bat on the ball, getting hits, punching them through.
You bet. You don't have to hit it that far. Just keep hitting it on the hit the green out there. You keep these base runners moving around. Station to station.
That's right. That's what they're playing right now. Jamie Terrace to third. Eric Schoenberg to second. And Nathan Terrace on at first as designated hitter Anthony Reverman at the plate. First pitch to Anthony. A strike and 0-1. Logan Altshire kicks and delivers. And Reverman takes low in the count 1-1. Ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Altshire. There's strike two called in 1-2. 1-0 Spring Hill here in the first.
Spring Spring Hill losing 3-1 to Kimball yesterday. Reverman actually threw for Spring Hill yesterday, pitched well.
Reverman takes Lowell for a ball, and the count 2 balls, 2 strikes.
A lot of pitches thrown by Logan Elshire so far in the first inning.
2-2 the count. Kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Reverman out on strikes.
Big strikeout for Elshire.
Second out of the inning. That'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate, the right fielder. Regan Nelson was the DH yesterday for the Chargers. Today in right field, and the first pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
Well, you were right. That cloud cover come in really quick here. Let the sun down a little bit. You were threatening to take your shirt off if it stayed this hot.
Nelson breaks his bat as he swings and grounds it to second. Throw to first in time, buddy. Quickly knocking it down and making the play, 4-3 in the putout, and that'll end the Chargers' threat here in the first. They score 1 run on 3 hits. No errors and 3 left on base. We played a half an inning. Spring Hill 1, Richmond coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
They got the music playing loud here in Greenwald as we make our way to the bottom of the first inning. Austin Schoenberg taking his warm-up tosses on the mound. And it's Region Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Grove Mutual Insurance Company over in Meyer Grove, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Corky's Bar of Richmond, the Preport State Bank, Virgil's Big Arena and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mitchell Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement helping us out with baseball, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, Paintsville Mutual Insurance Company, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, and Albany Family Dentistry, some of our Region 15C sponsors. Austin Schoenberg's first pitch to Dalton Thielen, popped up in the infield over at first base. Jordan Welle will glove it for the out. First pitch hitting. A little pop up to first base. One out, and Trent Gertken to the plate.
Austin Schoenberg, is that a brother to the other ones?
To Sean, to Corey, and to... There was Sean, Corey, and, oh, I'm forgetting, Eric. Yeah, Eric's playing.
Yeah.
First pitch to Trent Gertken, a strike, and a swing and a miss by Trent, strike two. Oh, 2 the count to Gertken, and Gertken slaps a single into left field, a base hit for the Royals. Almost a carbon copy of a few of the Chargers singles. 1-0 Spring Hill with the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring Logan Elshire to the plate. Austin Schoenberg kicks and delivers, and Logan Elshire takes low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Kick the pitch. Elshire takes inside, and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. The lead over at first by Gertken, and the pitch to Altshire. High and 3-0 now.
Don't want to work ahead of hitters, do they here?
Three balls, no strikes. One out, one on. And there's a strike, and 3-1. Three-one the count to Logan Altshire. Pitch two, Altshire's high, ball four, and he's going to walk. Region 15C brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade. And that's Sean Sheets and his crew, Joe Beyer, over at BNS Excavating. We have Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, and St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency. Cole Schmitz to the plate. Cole had a quiet day yesterday for the Royals.
0-4. I think Logan Altshire, the top four hitters, was the only one with a hit so far. Didn't have many hits in that game against St. Martin, did they?
They did not. The first pitch of ball to Cole Schmitz and 1-0. Right now, the Royals have a little bit of a threat. Gertken at second, Altshire at first with one out. And Schmitz takes it a long way to right center field, back by the fence. And Regan Nelson makes the catch right in front of Woody's Bar and Grill. Yes. Sounded like he broke his bat, too. So that'll move Gertken up to third. He is the tying run. Trent tags on the play. Long fly ball to right.
What a difference the wind change makes, doesn't it?
It does. And to the plate, designated hitter Justin Schrader, who's been swinging a mean bat for the Royals.
Also 0-4, St. Martin.
Squibs it to first. Jordan Welly gloves it, and a run to the bag. And Jordan saying it hit him in the batter's box off the ankle. They didn't call it. And I think they're going to live with their call. Now Blaine Ottman is asking the base umpire to confer with the home plate umpire, as Justin Schrader saying it went off his ankle in the batter's box, and the base umpire saying, I didn't see anything. And so that's the way it will stand, with Schrader out, 3 unassisted. And for the Royals, no runs, a hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. We have played 1 inning. Spring Hill 1, Richmond nothing. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Eight, nine, and one hitter to face Logan Altshire here in the second for Spring Hill. The Chargers leading Richmond 1-0. The first pitch to Owen Meyer is a ball, 1-0. Meyer squibs this to second. Kyle Buddy up with it cleanly, and a wild throw pulls Dusty Adams off the bag. And safe at first. So Dusty doesn't play first base a lot, Don, and I think he approached that with the wrong foot, too.
I think he did.
Yeah, but Kyle Buddy's throw sailed towards the dugout.
I don't think he had much choice.
No, he had to go get the ball. So an error on the second baseman, Buddy. And Brent Terrace, the number nine hitter, steps into the batter's box, and a strike call to Brent Terrace, 0-1.
Brent Terrace 0 for 3. He said they had 1, 2, 3, 3 hits in that ball game.
Logan Altshire works from the stretch. Owen Meyer, with good speed at first, takes his lead, and the pitch is low for a ball. And 1-1. Ball and a strike. Harris steps out of the batter's box, and Meyer back to first base. We'll run down some scores for you, those that we do have here, as he lines a single to left center field. Brent Terrace does. Owen Meyer takes that big turn at second, and he'll hold on. But the Chargers got something going in the second again. They pick up their fourth hit off of Logan Altshire here in an inning. Earlier today, it was Watkins beating Lake Henry 11-9 in 10 innings. A walk-off two-run home run by Matt Geislinger in the bottom of the 10th. And just recently completed, El Rosa beats Farming 4-2. And here it's 1-0. Spring Hill with the lead. Showing a little bunt was Eric Terrace. He pulls back and the pitch a ball, 1-0. Eric can do a lot. He can drag a bunt if he wants to. He's got great speed. Trent Gertgen knows it. Eric Terrace tries to bunt between Gertgen and Altshire in a high throw by Trent Gertgen, but Dusty Adams grabs that for the out.
And Dusty's eyes are getting a little bigger here.
They are. 5-3 on the putout. The sacrifice in order, though. The runners move to second and third.
This one here, Dusty out there, he goes, I'm not playing here a lot, but you're sure not making it easy.
That's right. At the plate, Austin Schoenberg. He's 1-for-1 today. Scored the Chargers' only run. And the pitch to Austin, a ball, 1-0. Pitch to Schoenberg. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Logan Altshire goes to the windup, and he comes home. A swing and a miss by Austin Schoenberg. That bounces in the dirt, and Cole Schmidt's able to knock that down. And the count, 1-2.
The life of a catcher, isn't it?
It's something crazy, yeah. Ball and two strikes. Altshire ready. His pitch and a swing and a miss. Schoenberg out on strike. A big strikeout by Logan Altshire. Now two outs. And here's Jamie Terrace. Terrace also 1-for-1 today.
Did you ever catch, Randy, when you played?
You know, I think maybe once for an inning or two. That's about it.
Never did. That's the only position I never played, and I didn't really care to.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch. And the count, 2-0. That pitch a little bit high. Two balls, no strikes. Jamie Terrace balls it back and out of play, and the count 2-1. I'll never forget, as a little leaguer, played in fourth grade, and you're playing with fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, and I got the catch right away. The pitch is low for a ball, and 3-1. And you were catching all these sixth graders, and they threw hard. And they gave you this cheap catcher's mitt out of the bag that didn't have no padding. As Terrace lines a single up the middle, that'll score one. And the ball gets away from Thielen, but he gets it back into the infield. And Jamie Terrace with an RBI single. And it's now 2-0 Spring Hill.
I think Gordy wanted him to go.
Owen Meyer scores. Brent Terrace ends up on third. So first and third for the Chargers and two outs.
Hard. He had the momentum around third base.
He did.
And he was actually kind of was going to wheel him. They stopped him first, and he wanted him to go again. Well, A little late.
Eric Schoenberg swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Yeah, and he would have made it. Dalton Thielen ended up bobbling it, but you didn't know he was going to bobble it.
Exactly right.
The 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Altshire. The pitch is upstairs, and the count, one ball, one strike. Brent Terrace over at third. Jamie Terrace at first. 2-0 Spring Hill here in the second. Logan Altshire ready. Curveball. Eric Terrace falls that off right into the Richmond dugout here below us.
Good thing I didn't take a bad hop.
That's right. Oh, you would have won. You would have one-handed that.
Oh, that one I could have handled.
Yeah.
I see when they come over the top of here, falling off them right-handed hitters. I don't want any part of it.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch outside. A ball in 2-2.
So was your hand okay after your
hitters? No, because I got it off the thumb early on in Little League, and I would catch Little League the rest of the year. But my thumb was so sore. As Terrace drives it to right field, Primus back by the fence, makes the catch for the out. That'll end the Chargers' second inning, but they add another run. One run on two hits, one error, and two left on base. We played 1.5, Spring Hill 2, Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute. Here at KAFN.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenville and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenville Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Oh, I'm trying to have a conversation with Don Hain in between innings here, and it's just not working out. Mason Primus leads off the second inning, 2-0 Spring Hill, and the pitch from Austin Schoenberg is outside of ball 1-0. It will be Mason Primus, Dusty Adams, and Kyle Buddy facing the right-hander Schoenberg, and the pitch low and 2-0 now to Primus. Two balls and no strikes. Primus, a ground ball foul down the third baseline, and a 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to Primus outside and 3-1. Here's the pitch. That's high ball four, and Primus a walk.
I think we need to spend more time together. We've been laid off for way too long here. Now we're getting together here for a weekend here, and I don't have all your
my little mannerisms down anymore.
Don't have that anymore.
My little what do you call them? Little bad habits,
Synchrosyncrasies or whatever.
How do you say that?
Synchrosyncrasies.
That's a new word. Webster. We're calling Webster's idiosyncrasy.
Idiosyncrasy.
Pitch to Dusty Adams is high for a ball. 1-0. One on, nobody out. Pitch low and inside in the count 2-0. Eric Schoenberg over at third base. At shortstop, it's Jamie Terrace at second base. We have Eric Terrace, and over at first base, Jordan Welly. In left field, Brent Terrace, and center field, Owen Meyer out in right field today. For the Chargers, Regan Nelson behind the plate, Nathan Terrace. Austin Schoenberg on the mound. 2-0 the count to Dusty Adams. 2-0 Spring Hill leading, and the pitch to Dusty is inside and 3-0. I don't think Austin has thrown a lot since his shoulder surgery last year. And there's a strike called in 3-1.
Rotator, or did you know what kind of surgery he had?
I would have to ask his father.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Region Commissioner Randy Sheenberg, who's done a great job for 21-plus years. Pitches low and inside, ball four and back-to-back walks. Randy confirmed with the state board that everything goes good. Broadcast team will be down at the state tournament broadcasting baseball.
Sounds good. Sure, it sounds good to a lot of people that are in the listening area that want to listen to baseball, because Springfield's quite a jaunt just to go down.
And Melroy.
And I don't think that you're going to just be able to go down there because you feel like going to a baseball game.
Right.
It's going to be tickets sold.
Limited tickets. Yep. First pitch, a call strike to Kyle Buddy. And 1-1. Here's Buddy, a ground ball to deep short. Jamie Terrace goes to the backhand, and he bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe.
Hmm.
That would have been close to a double play. They for sure would have got one.
They got one.
And Jamie Terrace is so automatic with that backhand. That time in his exchange, it slipped out of his hand, and the base is loaded for the Royals. Nobody out. That'll bring Chase Elshire, the shortstop, to the plate, and the pitch to Chase is high for a ball 1-0. Leadoff hitter Dalton Thielen on deck for Richmond. 2-0 Spring Hill here in the second. Corners are in for the Chargers. And a long drive to right field. Elshire turned on it, and it's foul. That one is rolling towards Highway 4 right now.
It is. Went right past.
Didn't stop for a stop sign or nothing.
Went right past Jerry Trisco, I suppose, standing in his lawn chair up
there. Yes, indeed. One ball, one strike to Elshire. There's strike two called, and Chase turns away and shakes his head. No way, he says. One ball, two strikes. Primus at third. Adams at second. Buddy at first. Austin Sheenberg on the mound, and we got time called by Chase Elshire. Thanks for joining us today on KASM 1150 AM on 107.7 FM and our stream at mychasm.com. Pitch outside to Elshire, and the count now at 2-2. Very close pitch to take.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out here. In the bottom of the second inning.
Getting our sunshine back. And Elshire drills this to right field. That's a base hit. It'll score one. Adams being held at third as the quick throw comes in from Eric Terrace. And an RBI single for Chase Elshire makes it a 2-1 game.
Been interesting if he'd have been coming, because that throw was way off the mark.
Yeah, there probably would have been a collision with Dusty and the catcher Nathan Paris coming back to
coming
put a tag
back.
On.
Yeah, that was like two cars coming head on.
Exactly. Gotta bring Dalton Teal into the plate. Still nobody out for Richmond here in the second inning. Bases loaded yet. A 2-1 ball game. And Dalton Teal drives it up the middle. That's a solid base hit. Royals going from station to station. They've just tied it on the RBI single by Dalton Thielen.
Wow, they're hitting some P-rods up the middle here. That's base hits, solid base hits.
So a couple walks, an error, and then back-to-back hits. And now Gordy Barton begins that long jaunt out to the mound to talk to his infield and pitcher right now. You look it down, those two walks to start the inning, those are just like,
oh, guineas.
Yeah, if those didn't happen, and then you get an error and a couple of hits after that, and now we've got a new ball game, 2-2.
Cheetah going down to the bullpen to warm up.
Carter Cheetah did throw in yesterday's game.
A little bit, yes, he did.
Getting a few sprints in. Aaron Christian also starting down, too, number 43. Aaron could throw for the Chargers if needed, too. Austin Sheenberg's pitch. Trent Gerken a drive to left field. Tagging from third and coming in to score is Kyle Buddy, and it's 3-2 Richmond on the sack fly by Trent Gerken.
Something kind of got in my way or caught that left fielder.
It was. Brent Terrace out in left field. So one out. Logan Elshire to the plate. and runners at first and second. Chase Alshire at second, Dalton Thielen at first. Austin Schoenberg steps off the pitching rubber. And ready on the mound, here's Alshire. Ground ball to second. That takes a bad hop on Eric Terrace and scoots into center field. It'll score Alshire. On to third goes Dalton Thielen. That'll be an error on Eric Terrace, I'm sure, over at second base. A couple errors here in the inning for the Chargers, not helping the cause at all. It's 4-2. Richmond with the lead. And that ball was hit hard, though, too.
Yes, it was.
Very hard hit ball.
I tell you, this is a team like Richmond here. I've seen them a couple times this year. You let them start hitting, it's contagious to each one of these hitters.
At the plate, Cole Schmitz with runners at first and third. Cole, the eighth man for the Royals to bat this inning. Still only one out, two on. 4-2, Richmond. And the pitch is a strike call to Cole Schmitz. And 1-1, delayed steal by Logan Alshire. He's going to take second base. Nathan Terrace throws it at the very end, but Alshire standing up into second. Somebody's car horn is going off in the parking lot way down there. So somebody accidentally maybe hit the car horn in their pocket. Here's Cole Schmitz. That's a base hit over Eric Schoenberg. He's going to score one. They're going to send Logan Alshire and scores two on the single by Cole Schmitz. So a single that scores two, and it's now 6-2 Richmond.
Ball in over here.
And the ninth man to bat this inning.
Gordy's going to leave him go yet here. Thought he was had one step off the top of the dugout there. I thought he was coming.
Carter Cheetah still trying to get loose in the bullpen, I'm sure.
One of the young kids just hit a home run over the dugout over here on the third base side. Come into the playing field.
Here's the pitch by Justin Schrader, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schrader, ground ball to Jordan Welly at first. He'll throw to second for one. The relay to first. That's a 3-6. Pitcher covering 3-6-1 double play.
Correct.
And that'll end Richmond's second inning. They score six runs here in the second inning on just three hits. There was two errors and no one left on base. So we played two. Richmond 6, Spring Hill 2. Back in a minute on KESN.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All righty. Greenwald, top of the third inning coming up.
Folks, you just don't know what's going on up here once in a while. It's amusing.
Hey.
Does it feel good?
It felt good, that 2x4. My back was itchy, so I had to scratch it.
And believe me, I'm not going to do it.
No, you don't hear Twins radio talk like that. You don't hear any other radio talk like that, but you hear it on Cavs. Because We're honest. We're true. We're down home. It happens in your house, probably.
So if you farmers out there seeing your cattle rubbing up against the post.
That was Randy.
That was Randy.
Between innings. Yeah, good visual. Here's Nathan Terrace facing Logan Altshire, and Nathan at the plate. Count one ball and a one strike to Nathan. No, make it 1-2 now to Nathan. Altshire's pitch, and Terrace falls it back and out of play. The count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch. That's low for a ball. And 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Two the count. 6-2, Richmond with the lead. I got a classmate of mine listening to the Richmond game today down in Arizona. So we say good afternoon to him.
Did you just wave to him?
Yeah, I said hi to Dave. Dave's down in Arizona. But he always listens to Chasm Radio. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch just inside. And the count 3-2. 3-2 the count. Logan Altshire with the pitch, and Nathan Terrace rips it off of Trent Gertken. Chase Altshire picks it up and is throwing that in time. We'll see how they look at that ball. That was scorched to Trent Gertken over at third base. It is an error on the third baseman. And so a base runner for Spring Hill here in the third inning. Anthony Reberman, the DH, to the plate. Logan Altshire works from the stretch. Reberman, a ground ball to short. Altshire to second for one. The relay to first. That's a 6-4-3 double play, and the Royals turn it here in the third inning.
That was about as tailor-made as he wanted to make it.
It was. It was. It was just a nice soft flip that all he had to make to Kyle Buddy. And so two outs, and here's Regan Nelson, the right fielder. And the pitch to Regan, a strike called, 0-1. Six runs, four hits, two errors for Richmond. Two runs, five hits, and two errors for Spring Hill. Pitch bouncing in the dirt, and the count, one ball, one strike. If you're just joining us earlier today, it was Watkins beating Lake Henry 11-9 in 10 innings, a walk-off two-run home run by Matt Geislinger of Watkins. And El Rosa eliminated Farming from further play this year, 4-2. So Farming in the state tournament last year will not have a return bid this year. There is a strike called to Regan Nelson, and the count at two balls, two strikes.
That was a good way to lead off today. Today was there was 20 runs scored in that ball game and 35 hits.
2-2, the pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count full at 3-2.
That's a lot of hits.
That is a lot of hits. 3-2. Get the sun that's popping in and out of the clouds here this afternoon, and Nelson swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the third for the Chargers. No runs, no hits. There was an error, but no one left on base. We played 2.5. Richmond 6, Spring Hill 2. Back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night. Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesil Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesil Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesil Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
El Rosa Lumber Company is under new ownership, but not new to town. Just a crow hop throw away from the El Rosa baseball field, El Rosa Lumber Company continues to work with farmers, building their egg buildings and machine sheds, and homeowners with additions and new homes. El Rosa Lumber has drafting available, offers free estimates, delivery, and carries shingles, siding, windows, hardware products, buyer-built doors, and more. Stop by and say hi to Matt Bauer at El Rosa Lumber Company, your trustworthy store, or call 697-5591. That's 697-5591.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Mason Primus takes the first pitch. He sees from Austin Schoenberg and a fly ball to right field. There to make the catch is Regan Nilsson out in our right field and one out. Bring Dusty Adams to the plate, and Dusty takes a strike called 0-1. One out, nobody on. Schoenberg's pitch, Adams fouls it to the backstop in the count 0-2 to Dusty.
Oh, he took a lot off of that one, didn't he?
Way out in front of it. Got to say hi to Flip Kaltoff and Todd Menke, a couple of Richmond diehards. They're either listening or they're at the game today. I don't know. But they gave me a little static yesterday for not saying hi to them. So I'm saying hi to them.
Hi, Flip.
Yep, I'm saying hi to Corky in Richmond.
Hi, Corky.
Adams a ground ball to second. Eric Terrace will field it. He'll flip to Jordan Welly, covering, and 4-3 on the putout.
Hi, Todd. Make sure we get him in there.
Jason is listening up at Duluth, cheering his Richmond Royals on, so we're up in Duluth today. Jason. And the pitch is strike called to Kyle Buddy and 0-1. Buddy will follow it back and out of play, and the count 0-2. Hey, Matt Schmitz just stopped up here in the press box. And, Matt, congratulations on the El Rosa Saints victory today. You're my player of the game, so enjoy that Albany and Richmond A&W certificate, all right? All right, congratulations. Way to give us a little excitement. All right, Matt Schmitz keeping his El Rosa Saints going. And the pitch two, Buddy, is down and away, and the count 1-2. Yeah, stick around. We'll name a Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game in our postgame show here this afternoon. Somebody will walk away with a $10 gift certificate. You go to A&W once in a while, Don?
Not too often anymore. Since the pandemic started.
Okay.
But,
what did you like at A&W?
I like everything.
You like everything on the menu? Yeah.
Pretty much, except for anything that's healthy.
Yeah, chicken strips. Yeah, those hand-breaded chicken strips are so good.
Yes.
Of course, a big root beer float, one of my favorites, too. Like that, those cheese curds. They just kind of, they call your name. I love the French, the onion rings.
Onion rings
are
great.
Yeah, I could eat them all day. Two balls, two strikes.
Papa Burger is pretty good.
Papa Burger is really good. You throw some, is that got bacon on it?
I
hope it does. I'd put bacon on it. Here's Buddy, a swing and a miss at the ball in the dirt. Nathan Terrace will lob it to first, and that'll end the Royals' third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base for Richmond here in the third. As we go to the fourth, it's Richmond 6, Spring Hill 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We head to the fourth inning here in Greenwald this afternoon. A 6-2 Richmond lead over Spring Hill. This an elimination game in Region 15C. Logan Elshire started for Richmond today. Had a rocky first inning, but since then has pitched pretty well. And leading off the fourth is Owen Meyer with a solid base hit up the middle. Owen Meyer, been on base twice today, reached on an error back in the second inning. And that'll bring Brent Terrace to the plate. 6-2 your score, Brent Terrace. Right-handed hitter. And takes low and away, ball one. Don, you're Spring Hill right now. You're looking at a four-run deficit. And you just got to start picking away like Watkins did against Lake Henry.
You're absolutely right there. You can't expect to get them all back at one time here. It's nice if you do, but you get a run here, you get a run there. You got to hold these guys right now. You got to keep Richmond at bay, but if you let them get a few more runs, you've got to keep getting them back. You got to start right now.
2-0 the count to Brent Terrace. Here's Logan Alshire's pitch, a little bit high, and 3-0. Owen Meyer, the base runner, with nobody out.
You notice that the strike zone is, the last two games, has been a little small here.
I agree.
It hasn't been.
Yep. There's a strike called, and 3-1.
But that's, like you said, that's our vantage point from up here, too. It looks like strikes, but sometimes they are outside. And
3-1 the count to Brent Terrace, and there's strike two called. Brent not happy with that as he goes back and picks up his bat. He definitely thought that was inside. Leadoff hitter Eric Terrace on deck. The count is full, 3-2. Owen Meyer takes his lead at first. And Logan Elshire's pitch and a swing and a miss. Brent Terrace is out on strike. As he heads back to the dugout, he is frustrated.
Felt a little pumped up on that, Eric. Brent did there, and swung at a bad pitch.
I bring Eric Terrace to the plate. Eric 0-1 today. Sacrificing his last at bat. Sacrifice bunt. Pitches low for a ball, 1-0 to Eric Terrace. Owen Meyer, little stutter step lead. He hustles back to first as Logan Alshire just reminds him, I do know you're there. The pitch to Eric Harris, that bounces in the dirt, gets by Cole Schmitz, and now Owen Meyer will take second base. That's a wild pitch by Alshire. Royals with only four hits. They have the six runs and four hits, but in that inning when they scored six runs, there was a couple errors in that inning. There were two walks in the inning, along with three hits for Richmond. And now stepping off the pitching rubber and out of the batter's box, Harrison Elshire. The count, two balls, no strikes. Harrison, line drive, passed, and off the glove of Chase Elshire at shortstop. I think Chase might have jumped a little too soon as that ball was still kind of tailing away from him, and he jumped a little too soon.
Chase, what is he, 5'10"?
Yeah, probably. So a base hit for Eric Terrace. Now runners at first and third. I'll bring Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin, so far today, 1-for-2. He scored a run. Swing and a miss. He swings over the top of Alshire's pitch. That pitch had a little dive to it.
It did.
Oh, on the count. There's strike two called to Austin Schoenberg. And 0-2.
Okay, that had to be on the outside corner big time because
exactly.
Wade Cole Schmitz caught that.
Well, it's two strikes. Hampshire. Comes from a little bit side. Trent Gertgen gets the ground ball, throws to second for one, the relay to first. A 5-4-3 double play, and that ends the fourth inning for the Chargers. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. We played 3.5, Richmond 6, and Spring Hill 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.